Welcome to Open Minds, the weekly sermon podcast from Christ Church Anglican Cathedral in Vancouver, Canada. Reflections provoking thought at the intersection of faith and culture.
When I listen to Luke in the gospel reading today, my first reaction is to picture the authoritarian big brother God in the sky shaking his finger at us. Shape up or I will throw you into the unquenchable fire. Don't be chaff. Well, I want to tell you about what it's like to be chaff, because my faith story involves God entering the life of someone thoroughly chaff. Perhaps the meaning behind this allegorization of God's salvific work is not as divisive and authoritarian as John the Baptist makes it sound like. In my experience, it has not been. My story begins on the fringes of an evangelical Christian youth group where I believe I earnestly sought God. I say I was on the fringes because I could never really internalize the church's conception of salvation. I was open to the idea of salvation, but that these evangelical Christians were the only lucky ones, the wheat and the rest of humanity, probably 99.9% of us, were condemned to the unquenchable fire seemed unlikely to me. First of all, chaff grows on wheat. That is, both wheat and chaff constitute one grain, not two. What's more, per cubic millimeter, there's a lot more wheat than chaff. The numbers were clearly off. For brevity's sake, let's give them the benefit of the doubt of their wheat to chaff ratio and look at the first point. Is it possible that we are all both wheat and chaff? That is, like the actual plant. We are constituted by aspects of character that turn us from God's salvation and some that move us towards God. At this time in my life, this is exactly what I decided. And the group of people that defined my life at that time the most, they helped me to understand this. This was my circle of delinquent non-Christian friends. Yes, I did say delinquent. My friends were some of the most troubled youth, coming from broken homes, poverty, and refugee families who were often escaping war-like conditions. But these are the guys that, nonetheless, society doesn't like. They were selling drugs, they were violent, they were toting guns. Yes, they are who we like to call chaff. Behind these acts, I very quickly saw in my friends a well of pain, neglect, and injustice. This is not all I saw in my friends. Our circle of friendship often revealed a creative, intelligent, often selflessly loving people, all of whom which come from God and open one to God's salvation. They abounded in wheat. I decided that people were both chaff and wheat, and that if salvation really was anything at all, we were all probably in a gray area between being saved and its opposite, all of us facing God at different degrees of having turned away from Him. What's more, the behavior that we adopt that is morally abhorrent is sometimes caused by injustice, which God must have compassion for. In my late teens, I had a profound encounter with God that I believe pushed me to not only seek God through my connection with friends, but to turn inward, seeking God in my own heart. Just as I observed both the darkness and light in my friends and found that I loved them, I now directed the same process of observation to myself. As commendable as this may sound, I believe I found myself spiritually dead in my early 20s. I remember being on a hike one day with my dad and a friend and being quite startled that I could not see the beauty of the natural environment surrounding me, nor could I feel affection for the people that I was with. This insensitivity to my surroundings was like a shell, inside of which was a heart besieged by sorrow, disappointment, and shame. This shell was a protective layer made up of hatred, self-deceit, and avoidance, where there was no room for beauty, love, or for the presence of God. This layer was like chaff surrounding a suffocating heart. 10 years spent sorting through my inner brokenness was little more than, well, felt like a little more than a fruitless effort to find some way out of darkness. However, I believe that the Spirit worked alongside me all those years, strengthening me in order to come to a deeper understanding of my brokenness. Just as in reality, the wheat chaff serves to protect the kernel of wheat, so my destructive habits, internal and external, served to protect what felt broken and threatened inside of me. However, what served to protect me also cut me off from the reality of the divine. And in my experience, this cutting off occurred as deep as the motivational origins of these habits themselves. Not only did the Spirit strengthen me to take an objective look at the places of hurt inside of me, I believe the work of the Spirit strengthened me to undergo the processes of healing and letting go of old habits no longer needed, what I have been calling chaff. This act of letting go and healing, I believe, is what repentance is. And the more letting go or putting to rest those characteristics involved in my turning away from God, the more God's love, joy, and peace enter my life. I believe the two greatest moments of healing and the discovery of deep repentance in my life happened during two events that allowed in just enough of God's love to allow the healing to begin. The first of these events occurred during the final year of what I have been calling my darkest 10 years. It was summer and I was off term from university. After hearing a talk by one of the brothers from the ecumenical monastery called Teze in France, I felt a strong inclination to visit the monastery. I ended up staying there for a month and a half, living the daily rhythm of the monastery allowed me to deeply sink into God's love in a way I had hitherto not known. Dwelling in this tangible, unconditional love, I would spontaneously enter moments of healing where I would feel deep emotional pain move through my body and dissipate, followed by mental clarity surrounding both the events that originally caused my pain and also my learned reactions to it, what I have been calling chaff. It's from this mental clarity and confidence, and the confidence that arises by relying on God's healing love, which makes it possible. For me, at least, in my life, has made it possible to let go of characteristics like hatred and conceit, addiction to pleasures, or whatever. The second life-changing event was meeting my wife, Anna. When Anna and I began dating, I quickly recognized that a love, and I mean alongside the sentimental love that I was feeling for Anna, was flowing into my life in a similar way that it did in Teze. I not only found myself immersed in a relationship that had deep repose and support, and that fosters dialogue of mutual challenge, but the same qualities, repose, support, and challenge and dialogue here with the divine, simultaneously entered my solitary prayer life and meditation practice and at a new depth. Both my experience at Teze and meeting Anna, I believe, brought me close to God's love and peace in a way that allows me to have a safe space to work with the darker sides of life, like those difficult parts of my own life that I became acquainted with during my 20s. Yes, that stuff that I've been referring to as chaff. What I have observed above is that those parts of myself that close me off to God are the very characteristics that I habitually turn to in order to feel safe and in control in what is sometimes an unreliable and precarious reality. Indeed, being chaff is about defense. Being chaff is sometimes about asserting one's dignity in a humiliating situation. Being chaff is sometimes about getting what's yours in what seems to be an unfair society, like in the case of my friends. On the other hand, as predicted by John the Baptist, when I was thoroughly chaff, in my 20s, my life felt completely divided off from joy, love, and the peace of God. I was burning in unquenchable fire. Perhaps there is some truth to the old dividing of the saved and not saved after all. However, in my experience, the chaff-wheat divide, rather than describing an in-group and out-group designation, or being a convenient biblical source for judging the marginalized of our society, the division describes the possibility of deeply turning from God. What's more, that this turning away from God starts internally. For example, hatred turns us from God, and hatred starts internally. I think this is consistent with what John the Baptist is telling people to repent. If hatred is let go of, then God's grace will enter a person's life, and they will be fruitful, for the wheat will shine forth. On this interpretation, however, the whole picture changes. Both chaff and wheat are the characteristics that we all have a blend of. And repentance, which is supposed to open us to God's salvation, actually mirrors the salvation process itself. In the parable, Christ comes and divides off the chaff from the wheat. In my life, Christ has divided off vice from those aspects of myself that separate me from Him. Perhaps Christ's salvific work transforms us by guiding us into the internal repentance of letting go of the characteristics that closes off to God and other people. Now, I don't pretend that my experience is definitive, but in my story above, I don't believe that I first repented, as it kind of seems in the gospel reading. First, John comes and tells everybody to repent, and then Jesus comes and does more dividing. But in my experience, I think I opened to God's love with a desire to have God in my life first. And while God cites, and I believe God simultaneously prepared me to heal, I think we met each other. I then went to Teze, where the process of healing and repentance began.
Thanks for listening to the Open Minds podcast. For more information on the Cathedral, its ministries, and how you can get involved, go to www.thecathedral.ca.